Over the weekend, I talked to a number of people who usually vote Democratic, who are seriously thinking about crossing over and voting for Rick Snyder in the Republican primary tomorrow. The reasoning goes something like this. They aren't thrilled with either of the Democratic choices. They believe it is very likely that the Republicans will win the election regardless. And while he's in many ways an unknown quantity, Snyder does seem more moderate than his Republican rivals. A few of those thinking about crossing over are also doing so because they're intrigued with the candidacy of the successful, self-made businessman who proudly calls himself one tough nerd. They think the current system is so broken, the governor's office and legislature so dysfunctional, that it's time to turn to someone who not only thinks outside the box, but whose entire career has been out of the usual Lansing boxes. However, there's an ethical question here. If you aren't a Republican, is it okay to vote in the GOP primary? You could ask the same question about Republicans in the Democratic one, but that doesn't seem to be a factor this year. Many Republicans, especially conservatives, think the idea of Democrats meddling in their process is outrageous. The most famous case of this was 10 years ago. That's when many Democrats crossed over to vote for John McCain in Michigan's Republican presidential primary, giving him a strong win over George Bush, the eventual nominee. Bush supporters were angry about that, and if exit polls show that independents and Democrats end up pushing Snyder over the top tomorrow, I can guarantee that his four rivals will cry foul. But is it, in fact, morally wrong? In my view, it depends on the reason the voter is crossing over. By the way, crossover primary voting is impossible in many states. Voters register as a party member or as an independent, and if you aren't a registered Republican, you can't vote in their primary and vice versa. Michigan, however, doesn't have party registration. Legally, every one of us is an independent, and any of us can pick the primary of our choice at every election. And the fact is that a large proportion of Michiganders are indeed independent-minded. Here's proof. Governor John Engler was a conservative Republican who got 62% of the vote the last time he ran. U.S. Senator Carl Levin is a liberal Democrat. He got 63% of the vote the last time he ran. We are a state of ticket splitters whose real allegiance is to who and what we think best for Michigan at the time. The bottom line for me, morally, you should vote for the candidate who you think best equipped to do the job. If you're a Democrat but think this year that's Rick Snyder, go ahead. On the other hand, if you vote in any primary in order to make mischief by helping, say, a weak candidate you think most likely to lose in November, that, I'd say, is unethical, even immoral. What all seven candidates do agree is that this election is terribly important and Michigan needs the best leader possible. It's up to all of us to figure out who we think that is. Go to the polls and vote. Hope I'll see you there.